Well, hello everybody. This is Mia and you are listening to Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am currently, our guests just walked in. Hello. Today, unfortunately, Alexia is sick in bed, so they will not be able to, they're not here. Alexia's not here, but I'm here with Charlie and Luini, our wonderful guest today.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, very, very happy to have you on. Heard wonderful stories about your time in Belize with Charlie this summer. Very excited to get to chat.
Yes.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm okay. Just cold for the walk, but pretty okay. Pretty good.
Yeah. Where'd you walk from?
I live off campus, but I live like after Carmichael.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so far from here.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
we looked at a couple of places back there, but we ended up living in Davis, which is pretty fun.
I remember you saying that you were moving to Davis when we were pretty much like in Belize. You were talking about living there with your mates.
Yeah. No,
this is one of them. You were gonna meet meet two of the other ones. But
you know Alexia.
Yeah.
You know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have class together, the three of us.
Oh, Alex, yes. And then, I didn't know.
Worlds collide.
I went up to you yesterday, in class. Yesterday?
Yes, Monday.
Oh my gosh, yesterday, Monday, yesterday, in class. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, you're gonna be on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't know. You guys were housemates. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Who's the other person?
Alexia's sick. Alexia.
No, I know. But okay. Like the other person.
Do you know? Do you know Pearl? Pearl is another SMFA student.
Okay, so maybe I don't know them.
No, and then there's another person too, Megan.
Okay.
You wouldn't know. I don't think you know Megan, but yeah, it's five of us in the house.
Okay, that's nice though.
Yeah, it's nice. We did see a couple nice places on that side of the of Carm, but we thought that we would like need a car or something to get around better. I don't know how. Hard is it for you? Is it easy for you to get around?
I'm used to walking.
Yeah.
I'm very used to walking.
We had to walk to campus this evening because we watched the Davis shuttle drive away from us.
We missed it by a minute.
Oh. Yeah, it was
30
really
seconds, probably 30 seconds. We could have.
That's
moved.
The worst feeling.
Yeah,
in my life. It's just painful.
Yeah.
It's just yesterday with the class too. Like after class, I got up the stairs.
I know. I saw you running really fast, walking really fast. You were focused. Yeah.
I really tried to get that shuttle, but then I just saw it walk away.
Yeah, because she let us out at like 4:09.
Yeah.
And the shuttle, the SMFA shuttle loves doing amazing things of leaving every 40 minutes now. So it's instead of 4:30, it leaves at 4:10 and 4:50.
Yeah. I don't understand that part, but you know.
That's how
it is. I tried, but I'm just going to accept that it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna try anymore. But
that's
it's
valid.
Okay.
All right. So we, as always, listened to our first song, "No More Like That" by EF1. Currently listening to "Preoccupied" by Mac DeMarco. Next up, we got some Fog Lake, Cubs Sport, MGMT, and the Flaming Lips. And then we'll see you guys soon.
I fall, where will I end? were walking on Spark Street, growing up real fast. I left it behind pretty quickly. Still the farthest thing from pretty. I found comfort. I fell in love with avoiding problems. We were riding on Smith Street, we were right on track. I left it behind without sinking. They all said I wasn't thinking. I found comfort. I fell in love with avoiding problems. But I want this, you know I want this. So come on, mess me up.
Keep it. You
All right, everybody, we are back. Having some great conversations here between the three of us. I don't know. Is there anything you would like to say or talk about? Or
what topic, though?
Anything except for certain things.
Don't talk about archaeology yet, because I have a couple like actual like planned questions to ask later in the show.
Oh, okay. So anything.
Yeah, anything else?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
What did
minutes
you think of those
break
songs?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, Megan's gonna show up.
Since we have a movies class, a film class together.
Uh huh. That's true. We do.
Yes.
We are in an Alfred Hitchcock class.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
What did you think of Rebecca? I watched that one too.
Yeah. We watched.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I have so
I'll
many
watch
opinions
the latest film. Okay.
This is riveting discussion of yes the 1940 Best Picture winner.
Rebecca is actually pretty nice. Like
I loved
yeah
it.
The psychological torment that this woman is going through by this little like ghost. Like she's Rebecca is not even there. We never see her. But she's everywhere.
Okay, spoilers. Horrible. Spoilers, if anybody. But I don't care. He guessed the affair between Rebecca and Mrs. Danvers.
It's so obvious. It's so obvious.
Yeah, I like didn't really catch on to it.
I
and then he was like, oh.
I didn't catch it either.
I didn't either until she like started touching the clothes.
Yeah,
that
part
was weird.
Like,
that was freaky.
Me, yeah, for me, she was just being like a creepy stalker. I didn't think about the like an affair at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. Until
but
yeah,
but
until
it makes
she,
a
like,
lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes.
But
sense.
I think I didn't think of it because I don't know if at that point was already suggested that Rebecca had an affair with the cousin.
With the cousin. I think it was.
So like my focus was like, oh, she was already having an affair with a cousin. So for me, it was just like the new wife trying to like manage
yeah
all of that.
Yeah, she was going insane. It was like Alexia had mentioned in the class that it was kind of like a yellow wallpaper situation where she was driven to insanity almost and mm-hmm had to fully change herself for the joy of others, but and it wasn't that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great film, though.
Great, great film.
I, for sure, them changing their original plot of the book, with just, like, the husband was supposed to kill the wife.
Yeah.
To have killed Rebecca, I mean.
Yeah.
But they changed
that's
it.
What
and that
I
scene
thought that was going to happen
so,
at the beginning.
Yeah, that scene was horrible.
That's
in
insane
the sense, like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie's. Oh, I thought he was leaving.
Oh.
But yeah. Oh, anyways, our talk break is over. But
what's the next song?
We are currently listening to "E Nena" by Quemarlo Todo por Error. Then coming up, we got "February" by Du Visage, local band from Miami. Then we got "Visions" by Loving, and then "Adult Diversion" by Always. So we will see you guys after Always, and we'll talk a little bit more. Bye.
Solo que
So clear in my head. the sublime of your thirst. It's the day that I found you known as I walked along the shore. I read the lines you wrote, left hidden in my coat. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's a lie. She loved to be alone, alone, to feel the shape of herself at home. That could not be known, like a stranger on the street, whose eyes you fear to meet. Like on a windy day, all meaning cast away. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's a lie.
Okay, everybody, we are all back now, and we have an incredible guest who just showed up.
Oh, hey.
It's Megan, guys. Megan pulled up.
Hey, guys, it's been like a few weeks. Sorry, I've been slacking.
It's been like a month, no?
I'm sorry, guys, I'm back. It's just been hard to get into my routine, but here I am.
Yeah.
Back on the radio.
Thank you, Megan.
My name is Megan.
Thanks, Megan, for being here once again. We were just talking about horror movies. Do you want to read the PSA?
Yeah.
All right, Charlie,
yeah,
I think
we only have like
then.
Oh, we're a good chunk of the way through the show.
Then I believe it's about that time.
Yeah. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent looking for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Thank you very much. I don't know if I'll ever use that. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of camping, but maybe someday.
I concur.
What about you? Well, Belize. What am I saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Are there bears in Belize?
Not in Belize, though.
Yeah, there were scarier
jaguars.
Animals. Yeah, jaguars.
That's so cool.
Scorpions,
did you see any
spiders?
I saw a jaguar undie.
That's
which is it's not a jaguar, but another type of big cat, but much smaller. It's more like a, I don't know. Yay-hi.
Small.
A smaller
and
cat.
Yet can rip you to pieces, probably.
Yeah. If I could be any animal, it'd be a jaguar. I just want to say that.
Thanks, Megan.
It's a good choice.
Thank you.
Can we play the jaguar sound effect?
But while we talk about that, the only time I went camping was in Colombia. I was like 7, and mm-hmm. there was a scorpion in my tent, and I didn't even sleep in the tent, and it was just not
already
cool.
Traumatizing, you know.
So traumatizing. Yeah. Other than that, I just kind of sleep in tents. Like, when I was little, slept in tents in my house.
Yeah.
Like, inside.
Yeah.
like what? My sister and I had little tents.
All right, I'm ready.
That would pop
I'm
up.
Ready.
And,
Wow.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. That's Megan. But no, we would, like, pop up little tents, and we would make believe that we were camping in the living room.
You believed?
Make believe.
Oh, make believe.
You know, like, I don't know.
No, it makes sense. It was very cute, though.
Yeah, that was a good way to...
I have two older brothers, so
oh, really?
For me, it was more like fighting than a nice camping. But that's really nice, though. Yeah. I never mind bugs, so that's why, for me, camping is it's pretty
that's
good.
That's great. Yeah.
I like bugs.
I don't like bugs.
I had to bear bag once in my life when I was backpacking. And to be honest, it was just so tedious, we stopped doing it. So we were not being safe. In
you
bear
had to
country.
What?
When I was backpacking up in New Hampshire one time.
Was it for Prio?
It was during Prio.
For the 2 Prio.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, anyways, guys, we are currently listening to Unmade by Tom York. coming up, we got Esta Luz Nunca Se Apagará by Miquel Erenzun. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
You guys aren't ready for that one.
You are not ready for that one. For those of you who do know, y'all are ready, but whatever. Then after that, we got Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac, then The Logical Song by Supertramp, and then our last talk break of the evening, which is crazy how time flies, huh? It's been 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Since the show started.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right? Crazy. Well, we will see you in a couple songs.
this bed haré en la esquina iluminada de mi calle ven. No puedo comprender que nunca confesaras tu amor aquella noche eterna. Daba igual. Hoy te esperará este reducto de marfil y de hueso que soy. Me hiciste un gran favor, oh, nadie ha dado un paso por mí. Yo era una luz enterrada con puñados de cal. Estoy solo esta vez, no es casualidad. Morir por ti sería un lento y bello final. Y no regresarás a mi corazón, no. Morir por ti sería un ambicioso final. Hoy te espero. Oh, dime, dime a mí quién soy, qué soy. Y en el oscuro soporta, Señor, mi suerte al fin pudo cambiar, pero te extraña que exija de nuevo tu amor. Hoy te esperaré. Sí, dime, dime a mí. ¿Quién soy? ¿Qué soy? Y puedo comprender que nunca confesarás tu error. Aquella noche enferma era normal. Y si estoy solo esta vez, no es casualidad. Morir por ti sería un lento y bello final. Y no regresarás a mi corazón. Morir por ti sería un ambicioso final. Esta luz nunca se apagará. Esta luz nunca se apagará. Esta luz nunca se apagará. Esta luz nunca se apagará.
Pieces and go home.
All right, everybody, we have reached the final talk break of the night. Not the night of the show.
It's almost my turn. It's almost my turn.
Charlie's turn in 5 minutes and 30 seconds. So, but yeah, we just listened to The Logical Song by Supertramp. Been listening to a lot of Supertramp lately. You know, our show today did not have a theme because.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why it didn't have a theme. I mean, Alexia isn't here.
Yeah, the theme
like,
maker isn't here.
What?
The theme maker isn't here.
So it's like.
I wonder if Alexia is tuning in.
Alexia's not listening.
Alexia's asleep. To the world, I can guarantee you.
Yeah. Yeah, Alexia's asleep. Alexia's been asleep since like 8:30.
I mean, that's what they should be doing.
Yeah, they are sick. Rip Alexia. but thank you. Thank you, Luini, for being on our first hour as well. Very. Excited to be around for the second hour as well. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
of course. But I don't know. I'm kind of blanking, guys.
I mean, we've been talking about movies.
We have been chatting
up about horror movies. True. I haven't seen Nope, but you say Nope is a good movie.
I recommend it 100%. Is a great movie, especially the soundtrack, like the story too. There's so many great things about Nope.
Is it by Jordan Peele?
Yeah. Yes, I think it's his latest movie.
Yeah.
What else did he direct?
Us. Get Out.
Get Out. Yeah, that was
same actor too.
Oh, the same actor's in it.
Huh. Which one?
The same.
Just a random skit from Key and Peele.
Oh my gosh, Key and Peele was my childhood.
Dude, it was so good.
So good.
Yeah. Oh wait, no. Get Out, Cat. Let's see. Yeah, it's the same. Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, it's the same.
I liked him in Get Out.
Star Wars, wasn't he?
True.
What?
No. Yes. No.
He must have been really young.
No. That's another guy. Boyega. Yeah. Oh.
Different guy.
Well. Guys, I'm going to wrap this up, but this has been Matter of Fact with Mia and Megan and Luini and Charlie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in next week for 2 more great hours of music, but stay tuned for Charlie's show. So, see ya.
Run it right through me.